Questions from Mayor on £29 million rise for police. West Yorkshire Police is expected to receive almost £30 million of additional funding this year. But West Yorkshire Mayor Tracy Braben said the force will be in a worse position than it was back in 2010. She spoke out after the government announced funding for police forces in England and Wales will be increased by an inflation-busting 7% in 2022-23. And West Yorkshire Police will see its funding rise from £510.8 million to £540.4 million. The money will be provided through a series of government grants and money raised through the police precepts of council tax. The Home Office said West Yorkshire Police's core grants will increase by £21.4 million to £210.8 million and forces continue to raise a substantial proportion of their funding locally through council tax. Ms Braben, who oversees policing in West Yorkshire, said, "Whilst an increase in funding is welcome, overall I am disappointed where this leaves us in West Yorkshire. Because once we factor in inflation, etc., we're actually in a worse position than we were in 2010. In reality, an apparent £21.4 million increase locally equates to £7.9 million when inflation, increases in staff pay and national insurance costs are all factored in. This money needs to pay for 341 police officers, so effectively gives West Yorkshire Police a mere £23,200 per officer, which doesn't even cover the starting salaries, let alone the cost of equipment and training." The Labour Mayor also pointed out that the force will only receive that additional funding if local authorities agree to increase the police precept of People's Council tax by the maximum amount. She said the purported 5.8% overall increase nationally can also be only achieved if all police and crime commissioners apply the full council tax increase, equating to an extra £10 a year on a Band D property, meaning local taxpayers again face the brunt of the cost rather than the government centrally, even though they claim credit. Home Secretary Priti Patel said the cash injection will help forces around the country tackle neighbourhood crime and drive down serious violence. Forces will receive another £550 million of funding so they can hire an additional 20,000 police officers by the end of March 2023, she added.